Myanmar state media have issued a stern warning against more protests. It says action will be taken against those who break the law. And joining us live from Washington, D.C. is Tom Andrews, who is the United Nations Special Rapporteur to Myanmar. Mr. Andrews, thanks for joining us this evening. Firstly, tensions are building with more out on the streets. What sort of response do you expect from the military government?
Well, I expect the military government to respect the human rights of those protesters to protest. This is a fundamental right. And if the Myanmar military is citing violations of law, they need to respect their obligations under the international law to show restraint, to allow protesters to freely express themselves. And that is the call that that we're making. And of course, the eyes of the world are on them and certainly on developments in that country.
Mr. Andrews, at the same time, there has been a considerable amount of international pressure. The military hasn't responded to it, but you've called for maximum pressure on the military, and that includes targeted sanctions. But some are arguing that sanctions, they have limited effect. What do you think? Why do you think they work?
Well, I think they work because they have worked. We know that in the past, the military has said that they're impervious to international pressure. They don't care if economic or diplomatic sanctions are applied, any kind of pressure. But we've learned that that's not true. They do care. They do want to engage in the international economy. They want to make money. They want to be prosperous. They understand the consequences of a country being in deep isolation, as Myanmar was for so long. The people of Myanmar now understand the difference as well, and they have no intention of going back. So we have seen it work in the past. I think it can work again. I know that leaders around the world are discussing the application of a new round of economic sanctions. I think that's all to the good. The Security Council issued a strong statement last week, also to the good, calling for the respect of human rights of the Myanmar military. And the Human Rights Council will also be, I know they're all in discussions right now, we'll be discussing it further this week. In Geneva. So the eyes of the world are on the military, and we insist that they respect their obligations under international law.
And tell us more about what the UN can do to meaningfully play a role in the weeks and days ahead.
Well, first of all, it's communication. It's making sure that the military knows that we are watching very closely. We are on the side of the protesters who are there on the streets demonstrating for their future, for their children, and for their basic rights. And they have the right to do so. I think it's important for there be an unmistakable signal to the military junta that that anything and everything that they do, they'll be held accountable for. The use of water cannons is a distressing sign. The use of violence by the military is unacceptable. We've been hearing that trucks of counter-protesters are have been on the move to spark violence, supposedly. So any move in these directions, to the use of violence, is unacceptable. It must be stopped. And the international community will do everything that we can to protect the people of of Myanmar and their fundamental human rights.
And what now of the fate of former state councillor Aung San Suu Kyi? She's been charged with an import-export law for illegally importing walkie-talkies. What do you expect to happen to her?
Well, it all, of course, remains to be seen. She's under house arrest, in detention, along with many, many others. We're hearing, in fact, that there could be additional arrests coming. You know, it's just, you can't make this up. I mean, 8.6 million voting irregularities cited without evidence. And now the leader of the country, the state councillor, is being held for the possession of walkie-talkies. It's just truly stunning. And so I don't know the fate of Aung San Suu Kyi, the president, or anyone else. But I do know that we're watching very, very closely, that there's engagement to seek their release. The Security Council of the United Nations, I should say, called for her release and the release of all detainees, and that's the Security Council. And I'm hoping that the generals will heed this, that there will be a cooling off, that they'll step back, stand down, and that we can move forward with the fragile transition to democracy in Myanmar.